Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast. Well, welcome back to The Marriage Fix. This is James.
And I'm Katrina.
And together again, we are The Marriage Fix. And how was your week, bae?
It's been great. It's been great. It's been a great weekend. Got a long weekend for this holiday, so that made me happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I had a great week as well. And we're starting off with doing our episode 2 podcast.
That's right. What are we talking about today, baby?
We are talking about marriage and fashion.
Ooh.
Marriage and fashion. What do you think about that, honey?
Hey, it's my kind of topic.
I know, right?
Yes. Jesus and fashion.
Right.
And coffee.
Exactly.
And you, of course.
Exactly.
And so, our children.
So why would we do a podcast over marriage and fashion?
I know, you tell me, honey. Yes, inquiring minds want to know.
Well,
it's exciting.
It is. Well, actually, the reason is again, as Christians, we have a duty to represent Christ, and we are approaching the summertime, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot of people exposed. So just kind of want to get that out there about what fashion really is, what clothing really is. If we look at, you know, Colossians 3:12, it actually says, it says for us to, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Amen.
So that's the reason why we are doing a podcast on fashion and marriage. And basically it's because we are all, you know, we're all dressed over sin. We all have a sinful nature.
That is powerful. I love the way you put that.
Clothes over, you know, and it is metaphorically, but at the same time, it is some accuracy to it that we are putting clothing over a sinful body, over the flesh. But again, what comes to mind when you think of fashion?
Honestly, the first thing that comes to my mind is just looking good. Looking good, you know?
Right.
Looking fly. You're creative, your creativity with how you present yourself to the world.
Exactly. And how do you balance that? You know, being a Christian woman and all that, how do you balance that with looking a certain kind of way and still representing Christ?
In a nutshell, just putting my creativity and how I like to look and just coupling that with modesty, you know,
nice.
as not just as a married woman, of course, but also, even since prior to marriage for women, of Christ who are not married and women who are our wives who are listening as well as our wives to be, you know, we are to clothe ourselves in modesty.
find creative ways to express ourselves in a way that still represents that we are daughters of Christ,
right?
That we are daughters of the King, mm-hmm. and that we respect our spouses and even our spouses to be. Again, for those of you who are still single, who may be engaged, courting, or awaiting your spouse.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, there are basically two kinds of fashion. There is spiritual fashion, mm-hmm. and then there is worldly fashion. And that's
right.
That's pretty much kind of what you're addressing as well,
right.
you know, on both sides.
Right.
You know, but fashion is an expression of someone's personal style. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a reflection of their self,
right.
you know, and to the utmost, also their heart.
Right.
You know,
and you know, that's where this is such a great topic, honey, because it goes really deep. This goes very deep, because when you think about fashion and style being an expression of yourself,
mm-hmm.
it seems harmless on the surface. And for the most part, it can be,
mm-hmm.
It can be, but it can also be harmful because we live in a self, what's this word? Like a self-led world where it's all about self-love.
Right.
Giving to yourself first, pleasing yourself first. We live in a very serpentine spirit, yet
mm-hmm.
world, right? Self is, so if you think about self-expression, sure, you want to express yourself, but dressed over sin, if sin is being, is in the act of putting yourself before God, and fashion is your personal style, self style, you know, personal.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be careful not to idolize that. You want to be careful not to hold it as an idol. That's what I think about. So it's just really powerful, honey.
Absolutely. and the word says in 1 John 2:15-16, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love of the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. But, and that's basically kind of what you were saying there. In spiritual fashion, basically, is the application of putting on the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and living that out.
Mm, amen.
So that kind of goes back to what you were saying as well.
Yes.
You know, that we have to operate from that, you
yes,
know.
Yes, absolutely.
And then Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Because we all need to kind of know what God calls us to do, what he calls us to be. And a lot of times we can allow things to get in the way of that by our own desires of our own self-expression. What does he want you to express? Mm-hmm. Because again, the way you express yourself can be them not seeing what they need to see. But we must understand the foundations of nakedness, to be clothed or covered, in order to understand marriage and fashion, okay? If we go back to Genesis 2, I think it's 2:25, Adam and Eve were both were naked,
right,
in the garden.
Right.
And they felt no shame.
None.
They felt no shame. It was mm-hmm. it was not any sin there. They had no reason.
They walked with God in the
exactly,
cool of the day.
Exactly. So everything was good.
Right.
Right. But as we know, when the serpent came into the garden and a bit of the forbidden fruit, then sin entered the world. Their eyes were open. And Genesis 3:7 says this, then the eyes of both of them were open and they realized they were naked.
Mm-hmm.
So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Mm-hmm. So it shows there that clothing is the covering of sin.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful.
Clothing is the covering of sin. And so the Lord covered them as well. And he made garments of skin for Adam and Eve and clothed them, which, by the way, this was the first sacrifice. But did you have something to say?
When you say clothing, I do have a question. Mm-hmm. When you say clothing covers sin, do you mean that clothing covers sin, that it covers that we need to be careful not to cover our sin and error, or that clothing can cover our sin in a good way?
It's the that clothing covers the sin. The clothing hides it.
Okay.
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 The clothing hides it.
That's deep.
And if we go back again to where it was, where this text was, this podcast was taken from, which was, I think I said it was Colossians 3:12. Mm-hmm. It's telling you what to clothe yourself with.
That's right.
Which is compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Mm-hmm. That is the clothing mm-hmm. that God wants to put on us, mm-hmm. right? And so he mm-hmm. did that. He did that through sending Jesus Christ to die for our sins. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what he did there was, is that since God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So he covered us. Mm. He covered us with Jesus Christ. We're covered with the blood of Jesus Christ.
That just made me think of something, honey. As you were saying that, it made me think about how that connects. This is such a great example of how to walk in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's a practical, real world example. And it almost makes me think about what you said when you mentioned the bare minimum, how some show the bare minimum when you mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how are you dressing in your marriage? You know, right. It makes me wonder, like, how are you dressing in your marriage? Are you not just in physical clothing, but what are you bearing to the world? Are you telling all your business to your family and friends, you know, talking to your friends and family, and other ungodly, well, not that your friends and family are ungodly counsel. They could be ungodly, but some things need to just be discussed between you and your spouse.
Right.
You have to guard your marriage. You have to protect your marriage spiritually. Mm-hmm. So are you kind of telling friends and family and discussing things about your marriage that really just need to be discussed within your marriage to strengthen and protect your marriage? Things that you all should be discussing, you and your spouse should be discussing to the Lord, praying to the Lord. Are you out there, ladies, are you out there dressing immodestly? When we post things on social media, mm-hmm. It's not just dressing, but again, posting things on social media, checking that heart space.
Absolutely.
Are you posting those pictures to get attention from the opposite sex? Or are you posting those pictures literally out of fulfillment? Check your heart for that. You know, you got to really see, okay, what is it that I want? Do I want attention that's attention of my spouse? Or do I want just the attention of my girlfriends or, you know, just whoever? Because there are things behind that. And it's those, yes, it's those nakedness, and it's how we clothe ourselves that really defines our walk with God.
This
is a great topic. I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely.
Very much.
And that's the thing about it, is that the world, it glorifies nakedness.
Right.
It's not ashamed of nakedness.
Right.
And in every form. Mm-hmm. So as you're talking about how you present yourselves to the world with social media, mm-hmm. From the commercials that's on TV, mm-hmm. Everything is bearing itself out because there's no shame there.
Right.
The world knows it's sinful, and it's not ashamed of that, you know. But, and again, nakedness represents sin. So again, we are talking about fashion and clothing and how that applies to marriage and our walk with Christ. But we must know, you know, that most people are dressed to the bare minimum, meaning the least the better. Mm. And like you're saying, how are you dressing in your marriage? How you address your marriage? You know, mm-hmm. how do you communicate your marriage in front of the world, mm-hmm. Bearing it to the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's so many things that are covered, babe, in our clothing, because it's our outward expression to the world, just mm-hmm. like someone's personal style. I mean, it could be not just dressing immodestly or even telling business to family and friends, but are you entertaining relationships with the opposite sex in work or even personally? Are you entertaining temptations of any kind? All of this is your outward expression, how you show the world, your relationship with God, and how you show the world your relationship with your spouse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really it's about two things. It's about two things with covering our sins. Mm. One is covering our sins by becoming saved, which is Jesus Christ dying for our sins and becoming saved.
Yes.
The second part of that is how we are covered, how we cover our sins after being saved. Mm. After being saved. So before and after. So after you've been saved, how are you covering yourself? It goes back to what you were saying mm-hmm. with all that, you know.
And there should be a difference.
It should be a difference.
It should be a night and day difference. You die to the self and you present yourself as a living sacrifice to the Lord. And that simply means that you put away a lot of things that you want, that you may think you want, a lot of your strongholds, bad habits, things that you know that are not pleasing to the Lord, that you put those away and trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with your life. Trust the Lord with your future and your destiny, and trust the Lord with your gifts.
Absolutely. Because Romans 13:14 says, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." So just in that, it's telling you what you should put on, mm-hmm. what not to put on, you know.
That's right.
The body is in itself has a sinful nature, mm-hmm. and it wants us to put on the works of the flesh mm-hmm. and enjoy every bit of the fruits of it. That's what the body wants. So again, there's two mm-hmm. kinds of wardrobes. When you go in the closet and you wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. there's two wardrobes for you to put on.
Mm. That's good, honey.
The righteousness of Christ mm-hmm. or the works and acts of the flesh.
Mm. Y'all hear that? That's good.
The righteousness of Christ or the works and acts of the flesh. And if you don't know what that is, Galatians 5:19-21 says that acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, fractions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And he says, "I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." So those are the acts of the flesh. And that is what wants to be in operation through your wardrobe. Mm. That's what wants to be in operation of your life. Mm-hmm. Again, it gives us an idea of what we call to do. So Colossians 3:5, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry."
Right. And that's right, babe. That's powerful.
But fashion, it can be an open door mm-hmm. to sin and idolatry. Mm-hmm. It can also be an open door into temptation. James 1:4 says, But each person is tempted when they are dragged away from their own evil desires and enticed. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was mentioning before, is that how you dress, how a woman dress, can entice. It can cause someone else to fall.
Yeah, it can cause another man to stumble. So I know a lot of you may be listening and may be thinking, "Oh, it's just clothing, or it's not that serious, or you know, the Lord knows I love him," and things of those thoughts. But here's the thing, you all: it's in the Word. The Word of God has laid out how we're supposed to live our lives in every single way, form and fashion. And when Jesus sent, I mean, when God sent his only son, Jesus, in human form, Jesus felt all the emotions that you will ever feel, all the things you've ever feel, our Lord and Savior has felt. Mm-hmm. He has felt. He was on this earth. So the Lord understands us. He's our creator. And if he advises against something for us, there's a reason for it, right?
Right.
So for some of my ladies who might be thinking, okay, you know, it's not that serious, or it's just this, it's just that. Well, to you, it may be, you know, we've grown up with, you know, the bodies that we have or the parts that we've had our whole lives. And when we get dressed, a lot of us, some of us are now aware, but some of us also are oblivious to how, when we get dressed, we're just trying to look like our favorite celebrity or look like our favorite whoever, mm-hmm. or we're trying to look like the magazines and the blogs, you know, and TikTok. We're trying to basically follow the trends. A lot of us are not necessarily thinking about looking the sexiest or, you know, making men stare. You know, we're just trying to look fashionable or look a certain way. Now, some are, but for those who are oblivious, I invite you to be aware.
Absolutely.
Check your heart space. Even ask, and when you're getting dressed, talk to the Holy Spirit. That's what he's there for, you guys. He's our friend. He's our advocate, right? Jesus left this earth and left us with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, is this attire, does this please you? Is what I'm wearing today, does it please you? Am I, when I walk out the house today, am I presenting myself in a way that pleases you?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Fashion is influenced by the world. That's mm-hmm. what makes it kind of challenging, like you were saying.
Right.
Fashion is influenced by the world. And also your fashion is a representation of your heart. So it pertains to, you know, belief, behavior, consciousness, moral character, courage, passions, intention, desires, and so on, you know. So it really goes back to also the intent of your heart. Mm-hmm. And that's why Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do, it flows from it.
That's right.
Everything you do flows from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we must guard it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go ahead and go to 1 Peter 3:3. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold, jewelry, and fine clothes. I know you might have something to say about that, but here's the thing about this verse. It's not that a lot of this stuff is like bad.
Right.
It's the attention that it garnishes and the heart behind it.
Exactly. And, you know, coming from a girly girl, you know, myself, of course, honey, you know, we want to see it. The scripture says your beauty should not come from those things. Just basically saying, don't hold those things as an idol. If you, right. you know, it's do not, those, if you choose not to adorn yourself, that's fine. If, however, you should adorn yourself in nice things, those things should not define you. It does not define your beauty. A woman's beauty is defined by her relationship with God, is defined exactly. by her love for God, mm-hmm. period. We find that in Proverbs 31. Mm-hmm. We find that in Titus 2. We find that throughout the scripture. We find it, you know, a little bit. Does Ephesians 5 talk about it or no? I'm not sure. But I know those two scriptures I mentioned. It talks about what the beauty is, the most valuable part of a woman's beauty is her relationship with God. It's not her outward adornment. So don't let those things define you. And if by any chance you don't have those adornments, if you're not able to, or you just don't want to, that's okay too. But if you choose to, like myself, you know, I like girly things. I mm-hmm. like hair and makeup,
you sure do.
And I like the, you know, the jewelry. I like all of those things. I take a great, it's very, very fun for me, but that's all it is fun. It doesn't define who I am. I don't feel any, it doesn't make me feel any less of a woman or less beautiful to not have those things, because I know that at the end of the day, my beauty lies in my relationship with God.
Absolutely. Absolutely, honey. That was beautiful. And as we go to scripture, let me give you two other scriptures here. Talk about being clothed. 2 Corinthians says, 2 Corinthians 5:3, because we are clothed, we will not be found naked. Mm. In Job 30:18, in his great power, God becomes like clothing to me. He binds me like the neck of my garment. So again, we are seeing the word, where the word of God and the Holy Spirit is what really clothes us. It's mm-hmm. what clothes us from our sins, our sinful nature, and not all the works of the flesh, and being modest. We are a body of work.
That's right.
And faith without works is dead.
That's right.
Our bodies are to carry out our faith, because we are the body of Christ.
Of Christ. Amen.
And 1 Corinthians 6:20 says that we were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Mm-hmm. In 1 John 2:16, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. In 1 Timothy 2:19-10 also gives us scripture on dressing modestly, like my beautiful wife just said. I also went to the woman to dress modestly. I also want the woman to dress modestly with decency mm-hmm. and propriety, adorn themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or apparel or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for woman who profess to worship God. I also want the woman to dress modestly with decency and propriety, adorn themselves with the elaborate hairstyles and gold pearls or expensive clothes.
Amen. I love that, babe. And just how, like, if you notice, you guys, that's twice. That's the second scripture that says almost the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. So that's something that, that's a word for us ladies. That really is. It's a word, because God knows how he created us, and God knows the world that he created as well. This fallen world, that there are, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure to look a certain way. There's a lot of pressure to be a certain way. There's a lot of pressure.
Absolutely.
And it seems like, just like you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, honey, everyone is exposing themselves in an overtly sexual way. Everything, you know, people are almost naked now when they dress, especially when it's warmer outside, just everything, you know, showing so much skin, showing so much more than what is necessary, leaving nothing to the imagination. And you don't have to go that route to feel beautiful. That's not the only way. To kind of lean and press into these verses that, you know, that is not all there is to beauty. There's more right. in these scriptures. And that's what I love about that.
Absolutely. And really, what we really have to dig into is the reason why.
Exactly.
The reason why someone would dress like that, dress mm-hmm. provocative. You know, we right. always want to use external things to compensate for the lack of internal things. Mm-hmm. And we got to ask, what are we overcompensating for? Mm. What sins are we hiding, or what sins are we trying to cover up? Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's what a lot of the fashion and, mm-hmm. and the clothes tend to do.
Oh, that's a good observation, honey. That's a good observation.
You know, and so that's why we really have to get back to, you know, Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Mm. We're due to clothe ourselves from the inside out.
Mm. That's right.
Not the outside in. You agree with that?
I do. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, you have anything else to add before we end in
no, I
session
think,
two?
I think it was a great, great topic. I mean, this is, and it's a deep topic as well. You guys really chew on this, you know, listen to it again, listen to this podcast again. I know there's a lot of scripture in there, but it's a lot to eat on. We gave you guys a feast,
right?
This podcast, I got a feast. I know. So So, yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, we appreciate you listening. And you guys have a good week. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there is safety."
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world and from a life of singleness.
Don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.